I was thinking about our brother Timothy and his relationship with the Apostle Paul. And Paul's and Timothy's relationship spanned about 20 years. According to Acts 16, 1 through 3, Paul first met Timothy in Lystra, and some people estimate that was around 45 to 50 AD. During Paul's second missionary journey, Timothy had known the gospel, but he had yet to meet Paul. And Timothy was, his mother was a Jew and his father was a Gentile. And then as they became better acquainted, Timothy began to accompany Paul on a lot of trips all throughout his many places during his third missionary journey, to cities such as Philippi and Thessalonica and Corinth. And because of their close relationship, Timothy was very, very familiar with Paul's teachings and Paul's gospel and Paul's way of doing things. And Timothy was quite a bit younger than Paul, so much so that Paul called him not just a brother in the Lord, but also referred to Timothy as his son. And Paul had a great mentorship program, if you will, for Timothy. And he had a lot of confidence in Timothy. He sent Timothy to do a lot of different things on his behalf and charged him later on with the care of the churches in Ephesus. And as Paul's life was coming to an end, he charged Timothy with probably the greatest responsibility of all. He knew Timothy's heart, and he knew that he was going to entrust his ministry not just to the others who had accompanied Paul for the past many years, but particularly to Timothy. And Paul wrote two letters to Timothy, and we have those two letters, and we're very familiar with them. And that's what I wanted to speak about a little bit this morning. And in Paul's first letter to Timothy, I just put down a few bullet points that I recognized and I wanted to share with you this morning. Paul encouraged Timothy, and we can take this for ourselves as an encouragement to ourselves. He encouraged Timothy to teach others the one true doctrine and to avoid doctrines that were contrary to anything that Paul had already been teaching. He encouraged Timothy to be an example and a testimony to others. He encouraged Timothy to never neglect the gift of ministry which he had been given by God, but continue to grow in it and develop it and nurture it. He told Timothy basically to take care of your body and to avoid the love of money. Pursue after that which is good to keep himself pure. And like any good father who would give advice to a son, he encouraged Timothy to manage his own household well and to be charitable to all men and to withdraw from perverse people, have nothing to do with them. And Timothy was a minister. And a minister, even in today's day, a minister of the Word of God must possess and exercise these qualities and many, many more, so that his ministry or her ministry will be acknowledged and recognized as that ministry given by God and not of men. Paul also provided Timothy, and again, I want to stress that he provided us with the same encouragement. In 2 Timothy, he told Timothy, don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed of it. There's nothing to be ashamed of. This is the gospel that he learned from Paul, his mentor. Hold fast the form of sound words. I love that. You know, there's a lot of vile words out there and just unprofitable words, but hold to sound words. And the only place you're really going to find sound words is in the Word of God. Amen. Be strong in the grace that you receive from Jesus Christ. Grow in that grace. He also told Timothy, you're going to get fought. Endure hardness as a good soldier. And don't become entangled with the cares of this life, because they will rob you. Focus on one thing, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And he told Timothy to study the word, rightly divide it, shun vain babblings, flee from youthful lusts, follow righteousness, faith, charity, and peace out of a pure heart. Continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. Respect those in authority who preach the word. Preach only the word and be ready to give every man an account. Be instant, in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. You know, sound doctrine is pretty rare these days. I'm really glad we're in a place that preaches sound doctrine, aren't you? Watch in all things. Measure them against the truth of God's word. Fight the good fight of faith. Forgive others. And be thankful. That's quite a bit of encouragement, isn't it? But again, it's just as much for us as it was for Timothy. I think it can be summed up in 2 Timothy in the fourth verse, fourth chapter. That last chapter really kind of sums up Paul's advice to Timothy, those first five verses of chapter 4 in 2 Timothy. Paul was not timid. He said, he was talking to Timothy. He says, I charge thee, therefore, before God. That's pretty serious. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come, and isn't that time right now? When they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of the ministry. That kind of sums everything that he had been teaching Timothy for the past 20 years or so. And we know in today's day, anything goes. You can believe whatever you want. Everything's okay. That's your truth. There's no end to it. And I think technology is wonderful. But so does Satan. He can use it for his purposes. To recognize and combat false teachings, we too must adopt Paul's encouragements to Timothy. Again, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. And we shouldn't really care what anyone says about us. You know, you're going to get criticized. Timothy did. Any minister is going to face adversity, criticism. But what do we care? We got the word. We've got the Lord. It's like having a title deed. You can go and look up a deed and you can't challenge it. It's recorded. The word of God is the written word of God. It's recorded. What you have been given is yours forever. and no one can take it away. They might discourage you from thinking that you can't, that you can lose it, but you can't. So, precious hearts, again, I do know one thing. I know that the Lord could come at any moment. And actually, don't we all pray that he would come right now? I do. Well, praise God for his word, his faithfulness, and God bless you this morning. And again, I hope you come today.